This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Ethan Bulla was sentenced on Monday, November 3rd, for a probation violation related to delivery or manufacture of methamphetamine, which is against law but also violated the terms of his probation. After avoiding contact with law enforcement since his probation violation, Bulla is recently apprehended. He received a prison sentence ranging from 30 months to 20 years, and was credited with 113 days already served. His probation has officially been revoked. A fast and coordinated effort by five fire departments saved a Fremont Township home from a total loss after a fire broke out early Tuesday morning. Crews arrived around 3:06 a.m. to find a detached garage and motorhome fully engulfed in flames, with the fire spreading toward the main residence. Teams from Mayville, Vassar, Carroll, Kingston, and Fostoria worked together to stop fire's progression and keep the home from being destroyed. Firefighters brought the blaze under control by 4:33 a.m. and remained on the scene for several hours. The garage, motorhome, and contents were destroyed, and the home suffered moderate damage. One resident was checked for chest pain, and no firefighters were injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And there were several issues raised during Monday's Otter Lake Village meeting. During public comment, audience member Brian Woodworth expressed concern about the level of the lake being low, and he also asked that the top plate and the structure that controls the lake's water level be reinstalled. He also requested the lake level be monitored along with when the plate is installed and removed. During discussion of the issue, it was pointed out that there has been a drought this year, so the lake level can rise and drop quickly depending on the weather. It was also noted that stopping the flow of water from the lake has a negative effect on wetlands downstream. However, the council did agree to monitor lake's level and revisit the issue in early spring. There were also complaints about the D&L sign at the corner of 10th Street and Genesee Avenue blocking the view of oncoming traffic, and the sign isn't in compliance with dimensions the Planning Commission had approved back in April of 2017. After learning that, the council approved sending a letter about the issue to that business, and the sign has to be removed. During the meeting, Clerk Terry Gill informed council that Kelly Mansfield will not be returning next year to the village's park manager position. Because of that, council approved start looking for a new manager for the 2026 camping season. And we will return right after this.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking account with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send you paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agriculture and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seawing to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. American Airlines has announced major cuts to its management staff. The airline cites financial pressures resulting from the prolonged government shutdown. It remains unclear how many positions will be affected. Executives hope the move will stabilize costs and preserve critical routes. Passengers should expect possible schedule adjustments as carrier restructures. Unions express concern about the impact on the employees. Colombia faces a resurgence of political violence, with assassinations and attacks rising sharply. Local officials blamed armed groups for destabilizing regions in the south. The government promised additional security forces for threatened provinces. Human rights organizations were a growing risk for journalists and civil society leaders. Peace negotiations remained stalled this year, and international partners are urging renewed talks to end the violence. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.